If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, as we go through the month of April, we are rejoicing in the wonderful things that God is doing for us. A spirit of revival prevails as our Sunday school continues to grow, as souls are saved, and as people are added to the church. We'd like to have you come and share these good things with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church has a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. And our textbook here in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We teach from the Word of God because we believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God. We invite you to come and bring the whole family. Today is Andrew Day. We're asking everyone to bring another person with him or with her to the Sunday School Hour today. And as we bring people in, as we see people come to Christ, we can rejoice and know that God will continue to bless. So bring the family and bring a neighbor today to the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service at 11 has been designed to meet your spiritual needs. And we believe you'll enjoy the music, the message from God's Word, and the fellowship with God's people. Our Sunday evening worship service at 7 has always been a wonderful time, and we rejoice in the great crowds and in the tremendous spirit of things as God blesses from week to week. My message tonight will be entitled, A Preview of Armageddon. What is happening in the world today that points toward the last great battle and conflict of the earth? Are there signs and evidences? How far are we away from Armageddon? We're going to see some of these things in the message tonight, a preview of Armageddon. This message is one of a series of messages under the title 1975 in Prophecy. Perhaps many of you read with interest that one of our members, Brother Jim Cook, talked with President Ford last Sunday. He played a portion of one of my tapes containing two messages, What's Happening to Our World and the World's Last Great Dictator. Mr. Ford was impressed, and he asked Mr. Cook to send him the tape, and he did. We felt it quite an important thing for Worth Baptist Church to be heard in the White House. If you would like a copy of this particular tape that was sent to the president, we would ask you to write and send just $3, either a check or a money order, to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141. Just ask for the tape that was sent to President Ford. Send $3 to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May I remind you again that it'll be our joy to have you visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church today. You'll find a warm welcome. You'll find a spirit of revival. You'll discover a new dimension in life. You'll discover that something exciting is happening where the gospel of redeeming grace is being preached. We believe these are the last days. We believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He may come today. If he does not come today, we shall look for him tomorrow, because we believe the Bible teaches us that he may come at any moment. Are you ready for his return? The Bible says, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation. We want you to come and enjoy the good things that God is doing for us here at Worth Baptist Church. We'll be looking for you in the services today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Dynamics of a New Man. I shall read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 17. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that we have the opportunity to share it with multiplied thousands across the Metroplex. It would be our prayer today that as this message fills the air, that many hearts might be filled with Thy presence, that many souls might come under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, that men might turn to Christ to discover a new dimension in life and to awaken the dynamic of the Savior by the Holy Spirit in their own lives. Bless our sick and shut-in friends, and bless wherever this broadcast reaches today as we wait for the sound of the trumpet and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we ask these things, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, at verse 17, Paul writes, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The dynamics of a new man. How would you like to become a new man today? Would you really like to be made all over again? Well, I have good news for you in this hour. You can be. My text says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. You can be changed. You can be changed radically and permanently. You can be changed totally and completely today by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus Christ. You can have something in your heart that will cause your feet to march to the sound of a different drummer. What is your basic problem anyhow? Is it an economical problem or social or educational? Not really. Your basic problem and the basic problem of mankind worldwide is spiritual. Some time ago, a psychologist in Beverly Hills, California said, and I quote, What many people need is an experience at an old-fashioned mourner's bench, unquote. Let me underscore that. The psychiatrist said, What many people, perhaps you, what many people need today is an experience at the altar. Medical authorities tell us that many physical problems stem from a spiritual imbalance, from an improper spiritual relationship. You see, man is a spiritual being. A spiritual being is accountable to God. Did you know that you have a date with destiny? Did you know that you individually, personally, must give an account to God? Well, the Word of God says so. Listen to this. From Romans chapter 14, verses 11 and 12. As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us must give an account of himself to God. And in 2 Corinthians 5:10 we read, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. My friend, you have a date with God. You must stand before God. You must answer to Him. Many people today want salvation, but they want it on their own terms. One of our area car dealers has this slogan, Come out our way and deal your way. Well, that's all right for automobile buying, but not so with God. There are no bargain counters, and there is no discount store in salvation. In the matters of salvation and your relationship to Christ, you must learn that you must deal God's way. God's way is a way of a blood sacrifice. For the Bible declares, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. God's way is the way of the cross. It is a way of self-denial. Jesus said, If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Some people don't like to play the game according to the rules. Some even want to change the rules in the middle of the game. But if you're going to win in the game of life, you must be willing to play according to God's rule. And God's rules are found in the book that we call the Bible. The Bible tells you who you are, where you came from, and where you're going. The Bible tells you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The Bible tells you the way to happiness, peace, joy, security, and heaven. The Bible contains a written guarantee that you can discover a new dimension in your life. You can find something to live for and something to live by. But better than that, you can find something to die by. The old-time religion is good not only to live by, but it's good enough to die by. As the songwriter put it, it will do when I am dying, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. You can have a new nature, a new heart, a new life. Jesus Christ can give you, in this hour, a new creed, a new conduct, a new conversation, and a new citizenship. The man who was possessed with demons discovered this truth when he came to Jesus and went home in his right mind. Zacchaeus discovered it when he came down from the sycamore tree into the arms of the blessed Savior. Saul of Tarsus became Paul the Apostle when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. You can have that same experience. You can come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today. Jesus will make a new man out of you. Jesus will create in you the new man, the glorious man, the God-man living within you. Oh, I know what you're saying by this time. You're saying to me, "But preacher, I'm a good man. I'm an honest dealer. I'm an ambitious worker. I'm a faithful husband. I'm a patriotic citizen. I pay my taxes. I pay my bills. I treat my neighbors fairly." Well, my friend, all of this is good, but it's not good enough. All of this is according to you, but according to Christ, you need a new birth. A rich man came to Jesus by night one time. He was a law-abiding citizen. He was just. He was honest. He was virtuous. He was a true man. In fact, he was a leader among the Jews, a very religious man. But Jesus said to him, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." He's saying the same thing to you today. Because according to God, you are a sinner. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." According to Romans 3:23, "All have sinned." And my friend, that means you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, and whatever your status in life is, it doesn't matter how many zeros in your salary. It doesn't matter the kind of house you live in, the kind of clothes you wear, the kind of job you have, the kind of car you drive. None of that really matters in this business of eternal salvation. Whoever you are, Jesus says the same thing to you. You must be born again. Paul says the same thing about you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible goes on to say that the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But my friend, you do not have to die in your sins. You can be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. What do we mean by the dynamics of a new man? What does it mean to become a new creature in Christ Jesus? Let me share with you these thoughts. First of all, it means that your sins are forgiven. To sin is human and we all are guilty. To forgive is divine. And God alone can forgive sins. They brought a woman to Jesus one time who was taken in adultery, and Jesus forgave her. They brought a man to Jesus who was covered with sin, and Jesus said to him, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." My friend, he can do the same thing for you today. We read in Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And in Psalm 103, at verse 12, it is written, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Think about that word forgiven for a moment. I suppose it is the most assuring, most blessed, and most comforting word in any language. Just listen to it. Forgiven. Forgiven. To be made a new creature in Christ Jesus means to be forgiven. What a good thing it is. What a wonderful feeling it is to experience forgiveness. It is written in 1 John chapter 1 at verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Secondly, to be a new creature in Christ means that you are justified. It is not enough simply to be forgiven. The grace of God goes much deeper. God not only forgives, he justifies. We read in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. What do we mean, justified? Here's a simple definition. Justified means just as if I'd never sinned. There's an erasable bond paper on the market that's treated with a certain chemical. We can erase the errors and mistakes that we make and never leave a blemish. But my friend, there's a story that's so much better than that. God treats your heart with a chemical of his grace. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, he erases all your sins and never leaves a blot or a blemish. This is justification, and it is yours by becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus. In the third place, to become a new creature means that you are adopted into the family of God. Someone asked Roy Rogers and Dale Evans if they gave the same treatment and rights and privileges to their adopted children as they did to their real children. Well, they were very much shocked by that question, and this was their answer. Of course we do. They are just as much our own as those who are born to us. And my friend, you and I are just as much God's as Jesus Christ is. You see, Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. That is, he is the only Son who was begotten of God. We are adopted into the family of God by the Holy Spirit, and we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, we today, who are new creatures in Christ, are adopted into the family of God. A fourth thing that it means is this: you have new standards for your life. A man testified one time who had been the town drunk, a mean rascal, a sinner of great magnitude. And this is what he said in the testimony meeting. I know I'm not what I ought to be, and I know I'm not what I'm going to be. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. Oh, there's a new standard for you today, my friend. You can become a new creature in Christ. The old things that you once loved, you'll begin to hate. And the old things that you once hated, you'll begin to love as a new standard comes in your life as a born-again believer, as one who has become a new creature in Christ Jesus. There's a fifth and final thing that becoming a new creature in Christ means to you. It means you have a new direction in life. A woman said to a preacher whom she had heard preach, you are not abreast of the spirit of this age. The preacher replied, you are quite right. I am not abreast of the spirit of this age, but I have within me the Holy Spirit of God. My friend, you can have the Holy Spirit of God in your life. You're not to keep up with the spirit of this age. The spirit of this age will confound and confuse you. The God of this world is Satan. He's headed for an ultimate defeat at the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you need is a new direction, a new life, a new spirit. And you can have these as you become a new creature in Jesus Christ. A passenger on an ocean liner asked the captain what the gyroscope was. The captain explained that when they got in rough seas, the gyroscope keeps the ship on an even keel. My friend, there's some rough seas for you out there in life, on the job, in the community, with economic problems, with the crises that we face. There are some uneven paths. There are some rough seas, but the gyroscope of the Holy Spirit of God within you as a new creature can keep you on an even keel. My friend, today you have every reason to trust Jesus Christ. There's no reason for you not to trust Him. His word is true. His promises are true. Not one thing has ever failed of all the good things that God has promised. You can become a new creature in Jesus Christ today. I have this footnote and then I shall be through. There is only one way that you can become a new man, and that's by your personal faith in Jesus Christ. From the Middle Ages comes the story of a rich landowner who was dying. He said to his servant Jim, who was a great Christian, "Jim, I know I'm dying and I'm not sure that I'm going to heaven. Tell me, please, what I can do." The servant Jim said to his master, "Master, you must get down on your knees in the hog pen and beg for mercy." But the rich man said, "Jim, I can't do that. What would my neighbors think? What would my friends think? I cannot do it." A week passed. The man called Jim in again and asked him the same question. Then a few days after that, the man grew worse. He called Jim in again and he said, "Jim, I've been thinking about what you said I must do, and I'm ready to do it." A big smile came on Jim's face when he said to his master, "Master, you don't really have to go to the hog pen. You just have to be willing to do it." And my friend, today, you don't have to go to the hog pen and beg for mercy, but you do have to be willing. You have to be willing to humble yourself before God and ask Him to save you in this hour. I trust that you'll do it right now by your radio. Simply pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Let me remind you once again that we would be happy to have you come today and visit Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Let me remind you again, too, if you would like the tape containing two messages, "What's Happening in Our World" and "The World's Last Great Dictator," the tape that was sent to President Ford. It can be yours by simply sending $3 to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Simply send $3 and request the tape that was sent to the President, and it'll be yours. Remember the mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141. Fort Worth, Texas. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.